Coming up on Eurovision this month, we now know all the countries joining us in 2023. A second artist is confirmed for next year's contest. And we finish off with some Kalush Orchestra news. Seven cities wanted it, but only one can hold it. And after months of speculation and an exciting bidding process, we have our 2023 host city. It was revealed on the BBC's evening TV programme, The One Show, by legendary Eurovision Song Contest commentator Graham Norton. Yes.
Ooh, Graham. Oh.
Liverpool. Congratulations!
Liverpool will host the 67th Eurovision Song Contest. The BBC, together with the European Broadcasting Union, the EBU, will organise the show in consultation, of course, with last year's winners Ukraine and its public broadcaster, UAPBC. The grand final will take place at the Liverpool Arena, a beautiful spot right next to the River Mersey, on Saturday the 13th of May. And we can't forget the semi-finals, can we? They will be held on Tuesday the 9th and Thursday the 11th of May. Now, Liverpool is a world-famous city and probably best known for being home to the so-called Fab Four. They are Eurovision legends Sonia, Jenny Frost from Precious. Now I need to be sure what's on your mind. Say it again. And Chris and Gemma from Gemini. Alright, okay, they are certainly a Eurovision Fab Four, but we of course mean the Beatles. Liverpool is a UNESCO City of Music, and for good reason. As well as George, Paul, John and Ringo, Merseyside has provided the world of pop with loads of famous acts. Just a few to mention: Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Cilla Black, Jerry and the Pacemakers, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, Echo and the Bunnymen, Dead or Alive, fronted by the great Pete Burns, The Lightning Seeds, Ladytron, Atomic Kitten and Sporty Spice herself, Melanie C. So we think Eurovision is in very good hands. Because Liverpool is hosting the contest on behalf of Ukraine, the city will be celebrating Ukrainian music and culture through a packed programme of events when the show comes to town in 2023. More details will be revealed soon. We've got the party venue, so now we need the guest list. Public broadcasters from 37 countries have confirmed they will take part in the Eurovision Song Contest in Liverpool next May. They are, deep breath here, Albania, Armenia, Australia, Austria, Azerbaijan, Belgium, Cyprus, Croatia, Czech Republic, Denmark, Estonia, Finland, France, Georgia, Germany, Greece, Iceland, Ireland, Israel, Italy, Latvia, Lithuania, Malta, Moldova, the Netherlands, Norway, Poland, Portugal, Romania, San Marino, Serbia, Slovenia, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, our 2022 winners, Ukraine, and our host broadcasters, United Kingdom. Of the 37 nations taking part, 31 will compete in the semi-finals, with 10 successful acts from each one joining France, Germany, Italy, Spain, the United Kingdom and Ukraine in that grand final on Saturday the 13th of May. The semi-final allocation draw is expected to happen early next year. It is time for our second artist of the 2023 season to step forward. Say hello to Andrew Lambrou, who will be representing Cyprus. He was picked by the Cyprus Broadcasting Corporation to represent the country in Liverpool. Andrew is of Cypriot descent and had previously tried to get to the contest by entering Eurovision Australia Decides earlier this year with his electro banger Electrify. I feel you running through my veins, without control. I feel you. that, of course, went to Sheldon Riley, but Andrew clearly made an impact elsewhere in the world. His participation is part of a collaboration between PsyPB, Panic Records of Greece, and City Pop Records of Australia. No song details as yet, but Andrew has plenty of material out there. Finally, two exciting bits of news from Ukraine. Our 2022 champions, Kalush Orchestra, were already good friends with Finland's finest, The Rasmus, after they met earlier this year. They even did a mashup of Stefania and Jezebel on the streets of Turin. They've stayed in touch ever since, and they've now collaborated on a reworking of The Rasmus' most famous hit, In the Shadows. It's been retitled In the Shadows of Ukraine, and it puts a new spin on the noughties classic. And The Rasmus' lead singer, Lowry, has described this version as inspiring.
No sleep until I'm done with finding the answer. Won't stop. Stop before I find the cure for this cancer.
The full music video is up on YouTube, and talking of Kalush Orchestra, we are one step closer to knowing who will follow them in representing Ukraine in Liverpool next year. UAPBC has announced the grand final of Vidbir, which is their Eurovision entry selection competition. It's going to be broadcast live from Kyiv on Saturday, the 17th of December. Now, nearly 400 songs by 299 participants have been submitted, loads to choose from, all of them hoping for a chance to follow in the footsteps of Kalush Orchestra. The long list of participants for Vidbir is expected very, very soon. That is all our news for this month, but don't forget to click like and subscribe and to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and TikTok to stay entertained and up to date with all the latest news. See you soon.